someone takes over as the leader or the boss. Ha 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 ha. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the, what is this here? What is this? Meditation? With a meditation? Someone takes over as leader or boss? That's a meditation? Oh, yes, it is. That's something we think of. Someone taking over as a leader or the boss. Now, as I go through my daily activities, sometimes someone takes over as a leader or the boss, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes terrific things happen in my life, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes everything is in harmony, and sometimes it is not. Now, if I were to investigate, and if I were to pay attention and be aware, I would see that the things that are not in harmony in my life are where I have not been the boss. I have not taken over the responsibility of taking the leadership role that is necessary for somebody. So, not taking over the leadership role, we don't have the direction that we want to go. We don't have the opportunity to do the things that we want to do. And because we don't have the opportunity to do the things we want to do, we don't get them done. How are you and I going to live our life in such a way that we know that we're the boss? We're not an intimidating boss. We're just a directional boss. One that guides the way that we're thinking, the way that we're going, the way that we're doing things. And then we do it. It's just as simple as that. And just as wonderful as that. Now, how am I going to do that? How am I going to arrive at the point where I can be the boss and not be intimidated by the world around me and not feel that I'm taking over someone else's role? Because you see, as we stop and think about it, I always have to be the boss for myself. Everyone else has to be the boss for themselves. And I always have to make up my mind whether I'm going to participate in any activity or not. I have to make up my mind, what is the particular thing I'm doing, and am I going to do it one way or another? I have to be my boss in determining for me which way I'm going to do it, how I'm going to live my life, how I'm going to think my thoughts, how I'm going to be me. Well, as I do this, new and beautiful ideas flit into my mind. And if I ever feel I have to challenge anybody else in being the boss, I'm not being a good boss. Because in being a good boss, I just be myself and have fun, and I just do what I choose to do, but I do it significantly. I do it by saying, this is my choice. This is how I am going to do it. This is who I am. Now, when I take that attitude, when I take that role, then everything seems to work out really wonderful. Someone has to take over as a leader in my activities, in my...